Sechtes Nazir, Daf Lamed Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. And our parak started off on Daf Lamed Beis with the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai held Hegdish Tois Hegdish. Beis Hillel argued and said that Hegdish Tois ain't a Hegdish, and the Mishnah brought three different examples as to where the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel apply. And the first was in the case of a Shor Shachar, the second was by Din Rezov, and the third was by the Chavish El Yayin. And we saw machlekes between Rapapa and Abaya as to how to understand the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Rapapa, the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel apply in a case where Reuben is standing in the morning, and before his ox came out of his house, he said, Shor Shachar she yetzim in Beis Rishon hayreu hegdish, that the first black ox that comes out of my house in the morning should be hegdish, and the first ox that came out of his house was actually a white ox, and Beis Shammai still said that the black ox would be hegdish. Beis Hillel argued and held that in this case, the black ox would not be hegdish either. And if you were a papa, we explained that certainly the white ox would not be hegdish, even according to Beis Shammai, as in that case, since Reuben never mentioned that the white ox should be hegdish, so certainly we would have the din of hegdish betois, lo yehavi hegdish. The only time that Beis Shammai says hegdish betois is a hegdish is only where you could be mataris tibure, and we could say that he really meant to say the first of the black ox that come out of my house will be hegdish, and therefore, in that case, we say hegdish betois, havi hegdish, according to Beis Shammai. However, Abaya argues on Rapapa, and he held that in the case that Rapapa said, where Reuben said that the first black ox that comes out of my house should be hegdish, in that case, since Reuben did not know what would come out of his house, that would definitely be considered hegdish betois, and according to Beis Shammai, he would agree to Beis Hillel that that would not be considered hegdish. And the case of a Mishnah is actually talking about a case, Reuben stood up in the afternoon after his ox already left his house, and he said, Shor Shachar she yotzim in Beis Rishon hareu hegdish, that the black ox that left my house in the morning first should be hegdish. And Beis Shammai compares this to the case that we mentioned regarding Tmura, and therefore Beis Shammai held that it's considered hegdish, and he explains that Reuben really meant to say that I want the first ox to be hegdish, and the only reason that Reuben mentioned a Shor Shachar, because Reuben was familiar with the footsteps and with the sound that the Shor Shachar made, and he thought that the Shor Shachar left first, and that's why he mentioned the Shor Shachar. In the Chanami, that was not a Hakbada of Reuben, and even if it would be the Shor Lavan that left the house first, he definitely intended that that Shor Lavan should be Hegdish. Beis Hillel said that not only is the Shor Shachar not Hegdish, but the white Shor would not be Hegdish either. Since the Mishnah on Daf Lamed on Beis discussed the concept of Hegdish Petais, our Mishnah continues and discusses a case of a Nazir that feels that his Kabbal Naziris was Petais. And the Mishnah starts, Mishin Nadir Benazir, if Reuben was Bekabal Naziris, he then was Ivan his Naziris by drinking wine, either Bemazid or Beshagig. And for example, he legitimately thought that the Lashon he used to be Mekabal Naziris was not a valid Lashon and not a valid Kinui, and therefore he drank wine Beshagig, thinking that he wasn't really Nazir at all. And Vinishal Chacham Vasrei, and since Reuben was Mesupik, if his Kabbal Naziris was valid, he went to a Chacham to ask a Shaila, and the Chacham Paskin that his Kabbal Naziris was done properly, and he is a full fledged Nazir. And the Mishnah teaches us, even though Reuben drank wine be'issa, he can still count the days that he drank wine towards his Yemei Naziris. And keep in mind that certainly this is true on a deraisadik level, as the only time we find that a Nazir forfeits any days of his Naziris is only if he became Tamei Lomeis, and as the Pasuk says, Vayom Rishayim Yiplu. However, this din isn't applicable to a Nazir who drank wine. Even if a Nazir drank wine be'mezid, really doesn't forfeit any of the days of his Naziris on a deraisadik level. And the Mishnah teaches us that even on Drabbanadik level, there is no knas. And let's keep in mind 4 points. Number one, the way we're explaining our Mishnah is only Lefita Havmin al Gemara. However, as we'll see in the Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, they will actually explain our Mishnah in two different ways in order that the Mishnah can fit into the Shita of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yisi that we will see at that point. Number two, Taisus points out on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, where he's Mefarish our Mishnah in Dibel Maschel Mishin Nadab ben Nazir, that although generally the Lashon of Nishal Chacham refers to a person who's going to a Chacham to be Matanedah, however, since at least Lefi Abaya, Beis Shammai hold that Hegdish betois have a Hegdish, and therefore by extension they hold ain't She'ilu beHegdish and ain't She'ilu beNazir, so our Mishnah cannot be discussing a normal case of She'ilus Chacham, and Hetan and Durham must be discussing where Reuben is Mesupik if his original Kabbal Naziris was valid at all, as even Beis Shammai agrees that a person has to be Mekabal Naziris, Beloshin Toiv, Vechoshiv, Sheroyu Lekabal by Naziris. And number three, Taisus also points out that although the Mishnah doesn't specify this point, it must be that Reuben drank wine be'issa, as if not, then what is the chiddush of the Mishnah that he is made in Mishnah Shinada? And number four, Taisus is bothered as to the Lashon Va'asrei that the Mishnah uses, as the Chayra, the Chacham didn't create the Issa, and the Chacham only paskin that Reuben's original Kabbalah Naziris was valid, and therefore he was always Asa. And Taisus therefore says that we use this Lashon, Agav the Lashon that we must use in the Sefer, where we will see that the Mishnah discusses a case where Chacham actually paskin that Reuven's original Kabbalah Sazir's wasn't valid at all and was never chal. And in that case, the Mishnah had to use the Lashon of Matirai because the Chacham is being matted the person's Nedah. So the Mishnah also parallels this Lashon in the Reisha and uses the Lashon of Va'asrei. And the Mishnah continues with this case. Initial Chacham Ve'atirai, if the Chacham actually agrees to Reuven that his original Lashon that he used to be Mekabal Nazir's wasn't valid, and therefore, as Taisa states, it turns out that Loichalal of Nazir's Afilu Rega Echad, the Chacham therefore paskin that Reuven's Nazir's was never chal, and certainly he's not Chayiv Malkus, even if he already drank wine. And the Mishnah even goes a step further that Haisaloi Behemoth Fereshes, if Reuven already segregated his behemoths for his Kabbonis, that he would have had to bring at the end of his Yemei Nazir's, and even so, Taisa Vitir Be'eda, since it turns out that Reuven was never a Nazir, so his Afrush of these animals wasn't a valid Afrush at all, and therefore these behemoths are considered chul and gomer, and Reuven can put these behemoths back into the corral together with all of his other behemoths of chulin. And Tosfos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis explains that even Beis Shammai agrees to this point, as this isn't a case of hegdish betois, as in that case Reuven had das to make an animal hegdish, and it was just a mistake as to which animal he meant. And for example, where Reuven stated shah shachar sheyatzer rishon harehu hegdish v'yatzer lavan, so either the way Reb Papa explained that Mishnah or the way Abaye explained the Mishnah, in either case, that's considered hegdish betois. However, in our scenario, in our Mishnah, this is similar to a case where Reuven isn't chayiv to bring a chatas, and he tries to be mafish an animal as a chatas, that certainly it wouldn't work. And since it turns out that Reuven was never a nazir, so therefore his afrasha isn't an afrasha at all. Now, as we mentioned, even Beis Shammai agrees that these behemoths aren't hegdish, and therefore our Mishnah continues, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Iyatem Moedim Bezeh, Shu Hegdish Tois, Vetetze Vetira Be'eda, that just like you agreed in this case, even though it's hegdish betois, that hegdish is not chal, and the animals are chulin, so you should also be minded to me in the cases of the Mishnah on Daflam and Alf and Alf. Reuven said, Shah Shacha, she yatzim in Beis Rishon, whereas a bias said, she yatzim in Beis Rishon, v'yatzel oven, that neither the black or white ox should be hegdish. How is it that you say over there that hegdish betois have a hegdish? And let's quickly review. The Gemara on Daflam and Alf and Alf brought a Mishnah as a question to our Papa, and the Gemara over there explained that Lefi Rav Papa, Beis Hillel's question to Beis Shammai was really based on a mistake, as Beis Hillel thought that Beis Shammai always holds hegdish betois have a hegdish, but certainly Beis Shammai could have answered simply that we really agree that in the case where Reuven is makdish something betois gama, such as in our Mishnah, that certainly hegdish would not be chal. And as Tosfos also points out over here, that even Lefi Abaya, Beis Shammai could have responded that this isn't a case of hegdish betois, and as Tosfos says, it is gorim hegdish betois, as since Reuven isn't a nazir at all, therefore he can't be mafish a behemoth for nazirs, just like one who isn't chayav chatas can't be makdish a behemoth for a chatas. And as we will see, Beis Shammai does not respond in this manner to Beis Hillel, and they respond to Beis Hillel that even according to your tois and your svar that the case of a Mishnah is similar to the previous Mishnah, I will still bring you a raya that I am correct. And in the three cases brought in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the case of the Shah Shacha, the case of Dina Zav, and the case of the Chavishal Yayin, that hegdish betois is hegdish and is valid. And the Mishnah now continues with Beis Shammai's response to Beis Hillel, and let's review the basic dinim of Maisa Behema. Number one, every year Reuven would take his animals and have them walk one by one through a doorway, and he would count each behema. And the Chachila, when he gets to number 10, he would state Hareza Maisa, and he would hit it with a stick and mark it with red paint, and that would be Maisa Behema. Number two, Bidyeved, as long as the 10th animal passes through the door, Memela the Behema is Maisa Behema, even if Reuven did not mark it with paint and did not state that it should be Maisa. Number three, the Gemara Masechta Becharis on Daf Samach and Beis teaches us that if Reuven is counting his animals and when he gets to number 1, he mistakenly calls it number 10, or when he gets to number 10, he instead calls it number 9, or when he gets to number 11, he mistakenly calls it number 10, that all three of these behemoths would be considered Maisa Behema. And this is learned from the Pasuk that states, Kol Maisa Baka V'tzayin, and we learn from the word Kol that as long as it's the actual 10th animal, or if you call the 9th or 11th animal number 10, that they would all be Maisa Behema. And number 4, although this din is true, but again number 9 and number 11, but that is only because it's one off from number 10. But if number 8 or number 12 is walking out, Reuven mistakenly calls either one number 10, neither would be considered Maisa Behema. And as Tosfos says in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, De'ina Maisa Mekadesh Ela B'Samachloi. Our Gemara now continues and states, Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel, Yatim Maidim B'Misha Tar V'Karlo Chi Asiri Ula Asiri Chiri Ula Achad Os Asiri Shehu Mekudesh, that you also agree that if Reuven mistakenly made the 9th or 11th animal Maisa Behema, that it is valid. And L'chari we see, there is Exeris HaKosov that Hegdish B'Toyis Have a Hegdish, and we should learn from Maisa Behema to a regular case of Hegdish, that if someone Mekadesh something B'Toyis, it would be considered Hegdish. Mishnah continues, Omulam Beisil, so Beisil said back to Beishamai, you can't bring Miraya from the Xeris HaKosav by Maisa Behema, that the din is that Hegdish B'Toys Havi Hegdish. Certainly it's clear that the rod is not what gives the power to the person to make the 9th and 10th and 11th Hegdish. This is not based on a general rule that Hegdish B'Toys Havi Hegdish, and I bring Miraya because Ma'ilu Tov in Nichas HaShevet Ashmini Val Shnei Masa, as we know that this din that's relevant to Maisa Behema is only exclusively relevant to number 9, 10, and 11, since they're close to number 10, and therefore if you said the number 9 should be number 10, or you said number 11 is number 10, those three are possible that they will be considered Maisa Behema. However, you will also agree that if Reuben is actually counting Behema number 8, and he calls that number 10, or he's counting Behema number 12, and he calls that number 10, that is definitely not considered Hegdish, and as the Mishnah states, Shema Asaklum, do you think that Reuben actually did anything? You think if you call number 8 and number 12 number 10, it would make number 8 and number 12 to be Maisa Behema? Of course, that's not the din. And as Tosis points out, the Ain of Maisa Mekadesh Ella Samachloi, that Maisa Behema could only be either number 10 or number 9 or number 11, but nothing else. And therefore, we see that Zegzeris HaKosav that is special for Maisa Behema, that even though he made a mistake, it would still be considered Hegdish. And as the Mishnah states, Ella Kosav Shekidish HaAsiri, the same Pasuk that was Mekadesh the 10th animal, even if you didn't say that the 10th animal should be number 10, even if you don't count number 10, it would still be Maisa Behema. And who Kiddish Hachi Vesachad Asa, the same Xeris HaKosav and the same Sukkim come to include that if someone says that number 9 and number 11 are really number 10 and they made a mistake, that those would become Maisa Behema, but it's not based on the din of Hegdish B'Toys Havi Hegdish, as certainly we hold Hegdish B'Toys Loi Havi Hegdish, and Beis Hill's question on Beishamai is a valid question, and therefore this is not a valid raya to the din of Beishamai and Hegdish B'Toys Havi Hegdish. And as Tosis points out, that in Chanami, Beishamai's real reason why Beis Hill holds in limited cases that Hegdish B'Toys Havi Hegdish is because he compares it to the din of Tamura, as we discuss on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis from Aleph, and we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara is going back on our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, we should not have been Nazav, initial Chacham V'Asrei, Moinu Mishah Shenoda. As we explain, the Havmin of the Gemara is that when the Mishnah states, Moinu Mishah Shenoda, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though during the period of the Zeris, Reuben was Ivan as the Zeris, and he drank wine, even Midrabanon, he doesn't have to count any extra days. Once he counts his full Naziris period from the time that he made his Kabbalah Naziris, then it would be completion of his Naziris, even though he was Ivan, he drank wine during the middle of that period of Naziris. Drinking of wine is not Mevatel any of his days of Naziris. And we begin the Gemara, Mani Masisin, whose Shita is our Mishnah going like? And it seems from our Mishnah that although Reuben drank wine Be'issa, he wouldn't forfeit any days of Naziris, and he would still count his standard Naziris that he was Mekabal himself, and L'chayra Loi Rabbeisi V'Loi Rabbanon. It is not like Rabbeisi or like the Rabbanon, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Mishinada V'Aval Nazirusai, if Reuben was Mekabal his Naziris, and he drank wine and was Ivan his Naziris, the Chacham teach us, Ein Niskaking Loi Elam Ki Noig Ben Issa Ki Yom Mishinoig Ben Heta, as a Knas Min Rabbanon, we do not allow him to bring his Kabbalah Naziris till Reuben makes up the days of his Naziris and adds on to his Yemei Naziris a similar number of days where he keeps his Naziris and replaces the days that he did not keep his Naziris properly. And Rush even goes so far to state that Bezdin institute a Knas, that Bezdin won't deal with him at all, and unless he first keeps the days properly, Bezdin won't even be able to be Matis Naziris until that point. While Rabbi Yasi Imesh Lesh Yimayim, and while Rabbi Yasi agrees that there is a Knas, but he states the maximum days that Reuven has to add is only going to be a maximum of 30 days, and let us explain this Machlekes using two scenarios. Number one, in a case which we will call Naziris Meruba, if Reuven was Mekabel to be a Nazir for 100 days, and he drank wine for 60 days, then the Chacham hold that Reuven has to replace all of those 60 days, and he ultimately will be a Nazir for 160 days. While Rabbi Yasi argues and the Chacham in that case, and he holds that the Knas only adds a maximum of 30 days, and therefore Reuven will only have to add on an additional 30 days, and will be a Nazir for 130 days, and Lefi Rabbi Yasi comes out, 30 days of his 60 days that he was being over on his Issa, not to drink wine, are actually counted towards his Yemei Naziris. And number two, if Reuven was Mekabel in Naziris Mu'etas and only accepted to be a Nazir Stam for 30 days, and he drank wine, for example, for 5 days, then certainly Rabbi Yasi agrees to Rabbanon that Reuven has to add to his Naziris 5 more days to make up for the 5 days that he drank wine. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ik Rabbanon Kash Naziris Meruba, that our Mishnah can't be like the Rabbanon, since they hold that if you drank wine, you always have to add on all those days that you actually drank wine, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if Reuven only accepted in Naziris Mu'etas, Reuven accepted to be a Nazir Stam for 30 days, or even if he accepted in Naziris Meruba and he accepted to be a Nazir, for example, for 100 days, that the Mishnah isn't like the Rabbanon, since the Mishnah states he counts his nazirus mishoshin nadar, and it's mashma that it's never a knas. As we just mentioned, according to Rabbanan, there is always a knas, and you always have to pay back all the days that you actually drank wine and you on the isurin nazirus. And the Gemara continues, Rabbeisi, and if our mishnah is going like Rabbeisi, kasha nazirus mu'etas, if our mishnah is discussing a case of nazirus mu'etas, it can't be going with shitas Rabbeisi. As the Rabbeisi, in that case, certainly there would be a knas, and he would have to make up the days that he actually drank wine. And our mishnah states that there is no knas, and he counts his yomei nazirus from the original date that he was mekabel his nazirus. And the Rush points out that although the Gemara's question of Fidu Rabbanan was both by a nazirus mu'uba and a nazirus mu'etas, however, the Gemara's question regarding Rabbeisi is only that our mishnah doesn't work out if Reuven was mekabel a 30-day period of nazirus and he was mekabel nazirus mu'etas, as certainly he can't just be mayim mishoshin nada, and he has to add additional days to his yomei nazirus. However, we could explain our mishnah of Fidu Rabbeisi in the case where Reuven was mekabel nazirus for 100 days and he drank wine for 60 days, and although if you are Basi, Reuven definitely needs to add an additional 30 days to his yomei nazirus, but we could explain that what the Mishnah meant when it stated mayim yom shenada, that Reuven doesn't forfeit all 60 days they drank wine, and he only forfeits and needs to replace 30 days, and the lashon of mayim yom shenada means that Reuven can count some of the days that he already counted since the beginning of his yomei nazirus, even though he drank wine during those days, and he doesn't forfeit all of those days. And this will actually be the way the Gemara will explain our Mishnah according to Rabbeisi. And the Gemara therefore answers, Ibayis Tema Rabbeisi, Vibayis Tema Rabbanan. We can explain our Mishnah both of you Rabbeisi, all of you Rabbanan. And the Gemara explains, as Ibayis Tema Rabbeisi, if you want, we can explain that our Mishnah is going Lashitas Rabbeisi. And as the Rosh already explained, that Khan ben Nazirus Meruba, our Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven was Makabal to be a Nazir of 100 days, and he drank wine for 60 days. And the Mishnah teaches us that he only loses 30 days, 30 of the days where he was being Oivan his Nazirus and he was drinking wine actually count towards his Yemei Nazirus, and at least partially he is Mayna Mishash Nadar. V'ibayis Tema Rabbanan. And we could also explain that our Mishnah works L'fidu Rabbanan and Lo Tema Mishash Nazar El Kim Mishash Nazar. And our Mishnah certainly doesn't mean that there is no Knas, but it actually means that Reuven has to replace all the days that he was Oivan his Nazirus by drinking wine, and he has to ultimately count the full Nazirus period. Reuven has to replace all of those days that he was Oivan his Nazirus from the time that he began counting his Nazirus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Nishla Chacham V'tiru V'chulu. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yemiya, Midu Beishamai Nishma LeBeis Hillel. Rabbi Yemiya explains that although Beis Hillel argues on Beishamai and holds Hegdish B'tayis Eino Hegdish, but Beis Hillel does agree with the thought process of Beishamai, although in regard to a different din, which will be relevant to the din of Tamura. And Rabbi Yemiya continues, Lav Amar Beishamai Hegdish B'tayis Havi Hegdish. Even so, Kivin Degloy Milso, the Lav Shapin Nazir, Tetzei V'tiru Be'eda. Just like Beishamai stated, that although generally Hegdish B'tayis is Hegdish, but for example, in the case of our Mishnah, if someone is makdish an animal where it was a tais gomer, and as we explained, that the Chacham Paskin, that Reuven's lashon that he used when he was makabel nazirus, was not a valid lashon, and therefore his nazirus was never chal. And in that case, Beishamai agrees that since it was a tais gomer and he was never a nazir, so the behema isn't kaddish and remains chul in legamri. And Rav Yirmiyah continues, lebeisil nami afagav da amri tmur b'tais havi tmura hani mili hecha de isil ika hegdish aval hecha de misake ika hegdish isake nami tmura. Therefore, Rabbi Yemiya states that Beis Hillel will use that same svara, and although Beis Hillel agrees that Tmura B'tayis would be a valid Tmura, but that is only if when Reuven said HaRezu Tmura, he was matfisid in something that is currently still kachim. And for example, if Reuven had a carbon oilah and a shlomim in front of him, and he took a behemah of chulin, and he really wanted to say HaRezu Tmura Shlomim, and instead he said HaRezu Tmura Shlomim, that even though it was done B'tayis, it is still typhus, and the animal will be an oilah. But even Beis Hillel agrees that if Reuven thought an animal was an oila, and he takes an animal of chulin, and he says harezu tumuris oila, but it turns out that the chacham was already matted this neder, and this oila is no longer an oila, then this animal of chulin isn't hegdish at all. This is not a case of tumura b'tais, but he actually did tumura, and he tried to exchange something which wasn't really a behemah of kachim, and the entire concept of tumura doesn't work in such a scenario, and the same would be true even if the oila was still an oila at the point that Reuven stated harezu tumuris oila, and only at a later point did the owner of this behemoth that was oila go to a chacham, and he was matir his neder, and therefore the oila was no longer a carbon, as the chacham was oika his neder l'mafreya. Therefore, Rabbi Yemiya teaches us that Beis Hillel would hold that in this case, even though originally Reuven was able to create kedusha on this animal and turn it into an oila by saying harezu tmuris oila, but since its kedusha was dependent on the kedusha of the original animal, and that animal was originally an oila. However, l'maisa, since at this point the kedusha of the ika carbon was removed, and the kedusha of the tmura was only created based on that original carbon, And therefore, at this point, the Kedusha of the Tmura will also automatically be batal, and as the Rosh states, Pakin Yumena Kedusha's Tmura. And the Gemara continues, Amar, we stated on Mishnah, Yatim Maidim Sheilu Karla Chi Asiri, that Beishami responded back to Beis Hillel, Arni Maida, that if Reuven was counting out his behemoths for Mice Behema, and he called the ninth one the tenth, and he called the tenth one the ninth, and he called the 11th the tenth, that all three would be Hegdish. And the Gemara now brings a Machlekes Itma, we learned, Maisa Benegay Maisa Behema, Rav Nachman Amma, to Usa Velikav and Asai, that the only time that we say that the 9th, 10th, and 11th would be Hegdish and would be Maisa Behema is only in a case where Reuven made a mistake by calling the 9th the 10th and the 11th the 10th. However, if Reuven did this Bekabana, then the 9th and 11th would not be considered Maisa Behema, and Rav Chistav Rabba of Huna Amri, to Usa Velikoshkin Kavan Asai, that we hold that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven actually did this by mistake or if he actually did this Bekabana, as long as Reuven called the 9th Behema the 10th and the 11th Behema the 10th, that both the 9th and the 11th would be Maisa Behema. So Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav said the following to Rav Nachman, L'ditcha da'amre tu'usa v'li kavanasei, according to you that says that the only way that Maisa Behema will be chal is only if he did this b'shoigig and he did this unintentionally, but not if he did it intentionally. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, the kamri b'shamei l'Beis Hillel, then how could it be that b'shamei said to Beis Hillel, i'atim maidim, don't you agree, she'ilu kar l'chi asiri, that if Reuven called the 9th to 10th, l'asiri chi, and the 10th Behema, he actually called 9th, l'achad asa, and the 11th Behema, asiri went back and called at the 10th, that all three would be considered Mekudosh, and they would all be considered Maisa Behema. And even though we certainly saw in a Mishnah that Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai, and he brought a raya that's not based on Hegdish B'tayis, but it's based on Xeris HaKasa, because we find that the 8th and the 12th are not considered Hegdish and are not considered Maisa Behema, even if you do it by mistake. Rav Yis Rav Nachman Vishtiku Beis Hillel, L'maisa, we find that Beis Hillel was quiet on the Ikar raya that Beis Shammai brought, and he didn't actually go and say that your entire raya is flawed, as there is a problem even regarding the 9th and 11th that are Maisa Behema. Rav Yis Rav Nachman, Lamer Lahain L'chari, according to you, why didn't Beis Hillel respond right away to Beis Shammai and say, Mala Maisa Shekin Enoch Kaddish B'Kabana, that you can't bring me a raya for Maisa Behema, as we see that it's different than a regular case of Hegdish, because we know that the 9th and 11th animal are not going to be Hegdish and will not be Maisa Behema. Reuven said that the 9th and 11th animals should be the 10th, and he did the B'Kabana, and therefore it must be a special Xeris HaKasa that is Dafka by Maisa Behema, and you can't bring me a raya for Maisa Behema to a standard din of Hegdish B'Tayis. Really, Beis Hillel should have said to Beis Shammai that we know that Maisa Behema is different than regular Hegdish, because by regular Hegdish, if a person is Makdish something with Kavana, certainly it becomes Hegdish. Since we see that B'negei Maisa Behema, that if Reuven is Makdish the 9th or 11th animal with Kavana, and he says this should be the 10th and should be Maisa Behema, that doesn't work. And therefore we see that Maisa Behema is different than the din of Hegdish, and we clearly see it's a special Xeris HaKasav exclusively by Maisa Behema. And Rav therefore asked Rav Nachman that according to your Svara, Chayyur Beis Hillel should have responded in this manner towards Beis Shammai. The Gemara answers, Amr Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi responds, Hayinu Tamid Amr Lohain, this is the reason why Beis Hillel did not say this response to Beis Shammai. The Kal V'Chaymu, as we can explain, that this din isn't an exclusive Xeris HaKasav to Maisa Behema, as we can use the Kal V'Chaymu to learn that this din even applies to all Hegdish, and the Kal V'Chaymu is as follows, Ha'maisa She'ina Kaddish B'Kavana Kaddish B'Tayis, that just like we find that one can't make the 9th and 11th animal Hegdish when doing so B'Kavana, and even so if you're Makdish the 9th and 11th animal B'Tayis, they will be Maisa Behema. So we see the strength of Hegdish B'Tayis is stronger than Hegdish B'Kavana, and therefore certainly we should learn that Hegdish She Kaddish B'Kavana like Kolshkin, that certainly B'Negei Hegdish, if one can make an animal Hegdish B'Kavana, so certainly they should be able to make an animal Hegdish if they do so B'Tayis. And that's why they still couldn't use the Taina of Rava to slug up the Raya Beis Shammai, and that's why he had to bring a Raya that the Din of Maisa Behema is Xeris HaKasav that is exclusive to Maisa Behema, based on the fact that Reuven can't make the 8th or 12th animal into Maisa Behema even B'Tayis. And finally, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi continues and states, V'lohi, the Hegdish B'Dakta the Maritali, although I just said that there should be a Kal V'Chaima, but really Rav is correct. Really, Lefi Rav Nachman, Beis Hillel could have responded to Beis Shammai that it's Muchach, that the reason why Maisa Behema works even B'Tayis, based on Xeris HaKasav, since it only works B'Tayis and not B'Kavana, and this Kal V'Chaima that we just mentioned is not valid, as certainly Hegdish B'Kavana is a much stronger way to make something Hegdish, since the Pasuk states, Ki Yakdish Ishas Beisai D'Mashma M'Daitai, and therefore we actually can learn out of the Pasuk that the only way to make Hegdish is only B'Kavana and not Shaloi B'Kavana, since there is no Kal V'Chaima. So the fear of Chista, Beis Hillel really could have answered Beis Shammai from his Raya Gufa in order to bring a Raya against Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel did not have to bring in the 8th and 12th animal at all. Even though Rav Shimon Ba'ashi ended off with a question on Rav Nachman, however, the Rashi Yonim explained that even so, Beis Hillel still did not use use this as his way to respond to Bishamai, since if he did so, Bishamai would likely try to say that there was a Kal V'chomer, and then Beisila would have to respond once again to Bishamai. In order to make it simple, Beisila brought a raya from the din by the 8th and 12th animal, and it must be that the only reason why Toys by Ma'aseh Behemah works when it's the 9th and 11th animal is based on Gzeiras HaKosev, and we can't learn from there to a case of regular Hegdish B'Toys. Toys is also bothered by this issue, and Toys states, V'loi Koshel Rav Nachman Amai Lo Yeshiva Beisila Mineu Bei, as the Ikkel Meimah, the Beisila Tchad Mitri Taimi Nachat, that in Chanami, really Beisila could have asked that question. However, Beisila asked another question, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the next Mishnah, Mishin Nadim Benazir, Ruvain and Mekabal on himself to be a Nazir, V'holch Lavias Behemtai, and then he went to his home, for example, and he went to get his behemoths that he was toiling his das on, that he would use for his kabbonis when he completes his Nazir's period, and then he found that they were stolen. And at this point, Reuven goes to Chacham and says that I want to be matir neder, as I would have never made a neder if I knew my kabbonis would be stolen, and if I knew I would have to repurchase and replenish these animals. Either I can't afford and I don't have enough funds to buy new animals, or even if he has the funds, but Reuven says that I really didn't want to go and buy new animals in order to buy kabbonis for my naziris. And the Mishnah teaches us, im ad shalei nigdava behemtai nazir, if we investigate and we find out that prior to his behemoth being stolen, he already made and he was already mekabel his nazir's period, harei zeh nazir, then this type of sheila would not work, and the chacham will not be able to be matir his neder. This is considered a pesach that is noilad, as the robbery happened after his kabbalah's naziris, and if Bezdin would have asked Reuven at that time that he was mekabel naziris, if he would be mekabel naziris, if he would know that there was a slight possibility that his kabbalah would be stolen, so certainly Reuven would think that it's such a small possibility, and he would definitely have agreed to be a nazir, and therefore this isn't a valid pesach or harata. I in the bottom Taisus on the Flam and Bezim and Aleph, where Taisus points out that even though we find in many cases that Bezin actually goes and uses a Pesach and they ask a person that made a Neda, that if certain thing would have occurred, would have you still made a Neda? And L'chayra, how could that work as a Pesach? But at L'chayra, that's a case of Neglad. Taisus explains, V'yishleima ben yonim shirugilun lavai, if a Pesach is based on something where it's standard to happen, shaper musk leida daite b'shas a Neda, then certainly we could say that it's something they could have thought about at the time they made a Neda. And therefore we could say that it was on his mind that if any of these things happened, then the neder would be batal. However, in the case of Geneva and the case that we will have in Amr Beis, B'negei Achor B'Beis HaMikdash, that's Neulad L'Shchiach V'Loi Bo'i L'Sukul L'Adaita B'Shas Nidrei Pen Yechor Abayis. And it's not normal for someone to think at the time that they made a neder that maybe the Chor B'n Abayis will happen, or maybe someone will steal these animals. And therefore, he had Gemir's Das, and he had a Kavana that he wants to be a Nazir no matter what. And he wants to be a Nazir even if his behemoths will be stolen, because he thinks that will never happen. And therefore, this type of Nelad would not work, and Bezdin cannot use it as a Pesach. The Mishnah continues on Naflam and Bezer and Bezer. And if it turns out, after an investigation, we find out that the animals were already stolen prior to him being Makabal Naziris, then this is not a case of Pesach b'Noilad, therefore this would be a valid Pesach, and Bezdin could be mevatel his neda and be oikur l'mafreya. And the Rosh says, harei zeh Pesach, this is a valid Pesach, v'yatarenu ha-chacham, and the chacham could be matir his neda. Ayin Taisus dibel mascha v'imlav v'inu nazir, that's mashma from Taisus, that Taisus considered this a case where the actual neda would be batel l'mafreya, and is not dependent on the taurus neda of the chacham. Ayin Shom, that he compares it to a case of Hegdish b'Tois, he says that Reuven's kabbal zeiros in this case was done b'tois v'lechol afilu rega echad, and wasn't chal at all. It's a bit difficult to understand the point of Taisus Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah continues, v'zu tois ta nachma amadi k'shalu nazir min agayla u'matzu beis ha-migdash charev. And in a similar case, nachma amadi made a mistake, and this story occurred right after Churban Bayis Sheni. There were Jews who were mekabel on themselves to be nazirim, and then they came to Yerushalayim in order to bring their kabbonis, and they found that the Churban Bayis occurred and there was no longer beis ha-migdash, and they couldn't bring their kabbonis. As we know, if a nazir can't bring his kabbonis, then he can't stop his naziris, and he would always be asked to drink wine and be metamal mesim and cut his hair. And therefore, this became a big issue. And Amalem Nachma Amadi, and Nachma Amadi said to these people who made and were mekabel the naziris prior to the Churban Abayis, Ilo Yisi Yaidim Shebeis HaMikdash Asal Charev, if at the time that you were mekabel naziris, you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, HaYisim Naizim, would have you been mekabel naziris at all? And Amrulai, and they said to him, Loi, of course not. V'tiru Nachma Amadi, and based on that Pesach, Nachma Amadi was matir the neder. As Taisus mentioned on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, possibility that there would be a churban abayis is nil delei shchiach. Therefore, the chachamim felt that Nachum Amadi paskin do wrong. Uchishabah davar isal chachamim. When this story came in front of chachamim, Armuloi they told Nachum Amadi kol shen nazir actually churban beis amidrash nazir umishchar beis amidrash ain nazir. Any person that was mekabel nazirus prior to churban beis amidrash, he is still considered nazir, as you can't bring a pesach and you can't be matan neda since it would be based on nilud. However, if they actually were matan neda once the churban abayis already occurred, then you could be matan neda, as the pesach would be the lemaisa. If you would have known at that moment that the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed, then you would have made that neda, and therefore, of course, that is a valid pesach and it's not based on nilud, and you would be able to be matan the neda. We begin the Gemara, and as we will see in a moment, there's a famous sheet of Rabbi Lezer in the Dharma Daf Samach Dalam and Alf that pesach min nilud, and therefore the Gemara says Amar Rava Shatfu Rabban Rabbi Lezer Vukmur Bishit Yisrael, that since we see in our Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer was not chaylik on Rabbanon and he didn't say that he could be pesach min nilud, so it's muchach that Rabbi Lezer actually came along and he actually agreed to the sheet of Rabbanon, and he also holds in pesach min nilud. The Tanan, even though we have the Mishnah Masechta Zedarma Daf Samach Dalam that states pesach min nilud of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer holds it with pesach min nilud, the Chacham Eishin and the Chacham say that he can't be pesach min nilud. However, since over here, as we mentioned, Rabbi Lezer was alive because it is at the end of Churban Bayis Sheni, and we know Rabbi Lezer was one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai, together with Rabbi Shua, carried Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai's body outside Yerushalayim when they made believe that Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai died in order for Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai to go and visit the Caesar. And since he was alive when this story happened, Chayyur the Mishnah should have said that Rabbi Lezer argued on his friends, and he holds that this Pesach would work as Pesach Menoylad, and by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't bring down Rabbi Lezer, it must be that Rabbi Lezer was Chayza, and Rabbi Lezer agrees to his friends and to the Chachamim in Pesach Menoylad in a case when a Noylad is something which is completely Leishchiach. And the Gemara continues, V'Amar Rav, and Rav stated, Afagav the Amar Rabbanon in Pesach Menoylad, that even the Rabbanon say that you can't use a Pesach which is something which will happen and occur in the future, and it's something which is Leishchiach, of a Pesach Menoylad, however, the Rabbanon would be matan neder for someone if they were able to find a Pesach which was a Tnai Noylad. Now, hey Chidami, what is the case of a Tnai Noylad? Amri Lahain, Ilu Asa Inish V'Amar Lahain, Dechar Beis Migdash, Mi'av and Adrisan. If we would say to the person that made a neder, if a few people would come to you and convince you that you shouldn't make this neder, as it's possible that the Churban Abayis will happen, would you have made this neder? And if he said, I wouldn't have made this neder, then that would be a valid Pesach and they would be able to be matan his neder. And Rush explained that this is similar to the case brought in Masechta Zedarim on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where a Chacham asked someone that if 10 people would have come to him and tried to calm him down, would have he made such a neder? If he says, I would have not made this neder, then that is a valid Pesach. And over here also, even though in Chinami, the language that they will use is actually based on Neilu L'Shriach, but since he would have listened to them, so therefore we consider that a valid Pesach, Bezdin would be able to be mata his neder. Of course, this is a very Dakis Dika Svara and a Dakis Dika Chiluk between the two cases. As L'maisa, even in the case where your friends come and they convince you and they give you an Eitzah Tova not to make a neder and you listen to them, ultimately they're giving you advice based on something which is Neilu L'Shriach, even though you tell Bezdin that you would have listened to them, L'Chayah, why should it be different than saying to Bezdin, if I would have thought that potentially the Beis Hamikdash could be destroyed, then I wouldn't have made a neder. That is considered a case of Neilu L'Shriach, and the Pesach would not work. The Gemara continues, Amar Beisif, Ihavoy Hasam, if I was in that spot when the Chacham told Nachum Amadi that a Pesach that is dependent on Churban Abayis is a Milsa L'Shriach, have a Mina L'Hayin, I would have told them that it's not true, as Haksiv, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Tiftu L'Chem El Divri HaShaka Leima Heichel Hashem Heichel Hashem Heichel Hashem Heima. And this Pasuk is discussing what the Bali Aver would say, and they would say that we don't care if we do Averis, because ultimately, even though there may be a Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, however, there will be a Bayis Shlishi which will last forever, and therefore we see that the Averis are not going to cause major destruction. We learn Zem Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni, and therefore we see that everyone knew that there would be a Churban Bayis Sheni, and therefore how can you say that's in Neilu L'Shriach? Gemara answers, the reason why it's Neilu L'Shriach, Nehi D'Yadin and D'Yachrav, even though it's true that they knew that eventually Beis Migdash will be destroyed, Miyodin L'Emesai, they didn't know when it would be destroyed, but Abaya, Abaya says back, that's not true. You're telling me that they wouldn't know when the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed. But the Pasuk says in Daniel, that there was already a Kabbalah from the time of Daniel that the second Beis Hamikdash would last for a total of 420 years, as the Pasuk tells us that there would be 70 Shemitah cycles, which is of course 490 years, which would be the total amount of time, which is the sum of the time, which includes 70 years, which was the time frame between Churban Bayis Rishon and the rebuilding of Bayis Sheni. Bayesheni, the 420 years that Bayesheni would stand. And the Chayr Churban Bayesheni was not nailed Leshchiach. And the Gemara answered, Vakafi Miyadinim Bahayoima, that even though they knew that the Churban of Bayes will eventually happen, they didn't know exactly on which day. And therefore, when a person was Mekabel Nazirs, they weren't thinking that during that 30-day period that he was in Nazir, the Churban would occur. And that's why it was considered nailed. And that's why you cannot be Paisel Mecharata, and they couldn't be Matiz Neder. And we will stop over here.